Okay, now sister, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, inshallah, we'll start now the Arabic class and we'll have a revision, okay, together. So I want to know, who can read this word? I want whoever knows the answer to raise your hand. Okay, so that we know who studied, who didn't study. Okay. Now I want you, when you read it, okay, since we are still at the beginning, try to read one letter by one letter. Okay? So this is ta, a. So this is ta. And this is ba, a. So it is ba. And this is ta. So it is ta, ba, ta. So try to pronounce one letter by one letter. Okay? La, not ta, ba, ta, ba, ta. Ta, ba, ta. So when you pronounce the Arabic, divide it. Okay? Because we are beginners now. Okay? Don't try to read the word as one word. Okay? This is the best. For some time, you need to divide the Arabic. Okay? So now I say to myself, this is ta, and this is ba, and this is ta. Ta, ba, ta. Okay? This is how you are supposed to read. Okay? So now I will give you another word. Okay. Who can read this word? Okay?
Ra.
Excellent. You see? Ra. I read one letter by one letter. Ra, ta, ba. Ra, ta, ba. What is the meaning of ra, ta, ba? Did I give you the meaning?
No.
No. Okay, so I will ask you from the vocabulary. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, I want you to memorize this page. Okay, inshallah, so that you start to build the vocabulary. Okay, when you know Rabb, Lord, okay, now I will, inshallah, today we will start reading from the Quran. Inshallah, yes, gradually. Okay, so I want you, inshallah, to memorize. The only way to read from the Quran is to memorize the vocabulary. The more vocabulary you memorize, the more easy you read the Arabic, because you know the meaning. Okay, inshallah, so for the sake of Allah, inshallah, and then for the sake of yourself, inshallah, next week, inshallah. Let us now have the class of today. Okay, just I will check with you very quickly, okay? And you can answer together if you want, because this is just general information. Okay, what is this? Quickly?
There.
Okay, what is this?
There.
Very good. What is this?
G.
Okay, very good. Lesson number 4, sister, we will have the letter called ya. Okay, so what is the letter of today? It is called ya. Okay, letter ya can be written in two different ways. Okay, at the beginning, if it is at the beginning, it will be like this. Okay, you have a part of a plate, not a complete one. Okay, and you have two dots below it. Okay, this is letter ya at the beginning. Okay, so this is letter ya. Letter ya, when you say letter ya, this is letter ya. This is the line, okay, part of it is above the line, and this is the rest. This one, to make it easy for you how to write it, okay, this is a small curve like this, okay, then you have half a circle, okay, then you adjust it together. Okay, this is the letter ya. Okay, again you will have, for example, when you write Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, like, you know, this is like, what is this similar for you in English? Do you have any similar to this? Okay, okay. R? No, this is like R? R? No, it is not the R. No, it is just, okay. Okay. L? Yeah, opposite L. Okay, if L is like this, okay, this is the like this. Okay, whatever. Okay. Opposite 7. You know the number 7? This is the opposite of 7. Okay, half. Then, half a circle. Okay, this is the letter ya. Okay, when I tell you, sister, today we'll study letter ya, you tell to yourself, yes, this is the opposite of the 7 and the half a circle. This is the letter ya. Okay, it is called ya. Okay, this is the name of the letter. The name is ya. Okay. It is equal in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And if you want to write it at the beginning, it will be half like this, half of a plate, and it has two dots. Okay? Tell me. I want you to know that it has two different shapes. Okay? When it is at the beginning, it's totally different when it is at the end. Okay? Because some sisters, they only learn letter Y with this shape. And when you see letter Y at the beginning, they don't realize that this is letter Y. Y is specific for this. It has two different shapes. If it is at the beginning or if it is at the middle, okay, it has these two dots and it is half of a plate. But if it is at the end, okay, which, subhanAllah, you will see it a lot when it is at the end also, it is opposite, this is opposite the seven, how you write it, and half a circle. Okay, and when you pronounce it, you pronounce it, okay. Now let us read, for example, here the symbol is, you know, letter Ya is a very special Arabic, okay, letter. When it is at the end, okay, it is equal to E, okay, when it is at the end. But when it is at the beginning or it is in the middle, it is equal to Y. Okay, now I will clarify to you this. Okay, so when I see letter Ya at the beginning, okay, I know that it will be like Ya, okay, like the Y, okay, like yard, when you see Ya, okay. How? You tell me, Sister Mona, give us an example, very simple example. When you want to call anyone in Arabic, you say Ya. When you want to call, I say Ya Allah, this is the Ya, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay? So now when the letter Ya is at the beginning or in the middle, it is equal to this Y. Okay? And I always remember Ya Allah. Okay? Here, this is the Ya and this is the A. Yeah. Okay? Type. Now when the letter E is at the Ya is at the end, it will be equal to the E. Okay? How? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When I tell you, sister, can you please read for me this word? Okay, you tell me this is Re. You see? You see, I tell you, sister, read for me this word now. Okay, any of you? You know the... Yao. Yao, because this is Ya. Okay, Ya, and this is the Wow. Yao, okay? So now, again... Yeah, just I'm trying to teach you. No? Now, what I mean is that when I see letter Ya, it is equal to Y. Okay? This is what I want you, this is number one, to get it. Khalas? Alhamdulillah. Let me show you now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay. I didn't give a lot of examples. Okay. Now, when I tell you, sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, read for me. Who can read this word now? You have this. We learn this. I feel... you see? Rabbi. So now, if... Now you will tell me, when I tell you, sister, read for me this word, you tell me always I want you to analyze the word. Okay, this Rabbi is equal to Ra plus Ba plus Ya. Okay? Then you tell. I tell you, sister, put what is equal. This is Ra and this is the Ba. And this is Rabbi. I didn't say Rabbi. Rabbi. Okay? So when I have this Ya, okay, it is equal to the E. Okay? So it just needs from you some, you know, clarification. If the letter Ya is at the beginning or in the middle, it is equal to the letter Y. If it is at the end, it is equal to the letter E. Okay, that's it. Okay? I want you... Someone is coming? Okay. So I want you, sisters, to know this about letter E. Okay? This is enough. I don't want to give you more about letter E because we will discuss it in more detail because it has another, okay, rule. Okay? Just now, when I tell you, sisters, okay, please read for me this. What is this now? Correct? Yeah, very good. Can you now read for me this one?
No, what is this one? You see? You can you read for me this one? Yi. Yi. Yeah. You. Yi. Now I want you to repeat it with me. Again. Again. Please write in the side. If I didn't put it for you here, okay, get here. When we have the ya at the end, okay, equal to the letter E. And I remember the word Rabbi. You see the E, how I pronounce the E? I take my lip down. Rabbi.
How you are calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
But when it is at the beginning, it is equal to the letter. Okay. Yeah, you, ye, and always also to remember, remember, yeah, Allah. Yeah, Allah. You see, when you say, yeah, Allah, the letter yeah will, is equal to Y. When you say, Rabbi, it is the same calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, here you are calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and here you are calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you say, yeah, okay, you remind yourself, this is the letter yeah equal to Y. But it has another shape. When it is at the end of the word, it will be equal to the letter E when I say Rabbi. Okay? So, this is enough for the letter E. We will move to letter number 5, inshallah. We will skip the long vowels today because it needs more time, inshallah, next week. And we'll move to Jim, Ha, and Ha. Okay, the next. Inshallah, next week I will give you the long vowels. But before giving the long vowels, I want to be sure that inshallah all the homework is done, because I don't want to move from the short vowels to long vowels, okay, quickly. So let us have the Gim, Ha, Kha today, inshallah. Okay, this sister's lesson number 5, Jim, it is called Jim actually, not Gim. Okay, Gim is Egyptian Arabic. I want you to learn the classical Arabic. Okay, so Egyptians, they say Gim. Okay, but it is Jim. Okay, because in the Quran, it is the language of the Jim and the Dad, the classical Arabic. Okay, so today, inshallah, I want you to look to your notebook. Okay, then I will write for you. We will have this family. Oh, look with me. No problem. We will have this family. This is Jim. This is Ha, and this is Kha. Now, basically, we will have a family which consists of 3 members. Okay? So you will ask me, Sister Mona, what is familiar between the members of this family so that you make it one family? They are familiar in the way you write them. How? All of them, these 3, you write them like this. You make a straight line, then half a circle. Okay, so I want you to make it in your notebook. A straight line over the line, this is the line. I make a small straight line, then half a circle. Okay, a small straight line like this. Okay, you can look to me here. This is the line. Okay, you make a small straight line from left to right. From left to right, a small. Then as soon as I reach the right, the end here, I make a small circle. Half a circle. So again, from left to right, one small and half a circle. This is the 3 of them. They are familiar in the way you write it, very simply. These are the 3 members of this family. How I write them, I make from left to right a small line, then I make half a circle. Okay? Then you tell me, okay, Sister Mona, very good. The 3 of them, we can write them in a very simple way. How we can differentiate them? You can differentiate them according to the place of the dots. Okay. Number 1, to simplify, there is one of them, no dots. Okay, so that we make it, we simplify it. This is one. I make a stock like this, or a line, then half a circle, and this is a letter. What is the name of this letter? The name of this letter is Ha. Okay? I want you to know how I can
pronounce zaha correctly in Arabic. Okay? Because there is another ha and there are another okay letter. So I want you to know the ha. You see the ha. Okay? When you strongly aspirate from your throat, okay? When you have, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when you have sore throat, okay, and your voice is not easy to get it, so you are saying, this is the ha, ha. So I want all of you now to say, ha, 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 one by one. No. You see? No. Ha. Yes.
Ha.
Good. Ha. 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 Okay.
Ha.
Okay.
Ha.
Ha.
No.
Ha. Okay, I want you, sister, to say Al.
Alhamdulillah.
Again, Alhamdulillah. Okay, so now you know the ha. This is called ha. The name of the letter. Ha. You see how you can pronounce it? Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The ha, sister, is equal to strong H. Okay, this letter H. Okay, when you say hat. Hat, but a strong hat. Okay, when you say hat, okay, but not a light ha, it is a strong one. Hat. Hat. Alhamdu. Yes. I want to listen to you, sisters. Alhamdu.
Alhamdu.
Again.
Alhamdu.
Feel it. When you pronounce Arabic, you need to feel it, not me. Alhamdu.
Alhamdulillah.
Again.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. It is equal to strong H. Equal to what? Strong, because there is another one, the letter H, which will be equal to the light H. Okay? So now we are with what? We are with the strong one. Okay? So now let us, who will read for me this one now? What is this? Ha. Now it is the strong H plus the A because there is fatha. Okay? So this is what? This is ha. Again?
Ha.
Again?
Ha.
Okay, what is this now? Hu. Not who. Hu. 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 You can listen to the class and it is recorded. Hu. 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 Okay. What about this one?
He. He.
Not he.
No.
He. He.
He.
He.
He.
From here down. When you have the kasra, you move your lips down. He.
He.
He. Regarding the homework, you have this vocabulary list in page number 7. Dar. I will give it to you. If you don't have anything, I will give you this one. You can read again, copy, but let me read it for you so that we can record it. Dar, Zed, Zara, Ze, Ward, Wadda, 7, Aw, Wa, Radada, Wad. Very good. Okay. This is
the... You did that.
Yes. This is what we had it last week. Okay, now I will read for you the vocabulary, second vocabulary, which is the second home. Okay, this one, which has the ab. Okay, now, this is the second homework. Okay, we will read it together again. Ab,
rab,
tub,
sawab,
assasa,
sabata,
bard,
tabat,
rataba,
rataba,
سبع
سو
سو
فور
سور
اوكي سور سور
سور
سور
سور
بدر
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 بدر اوكي الحمد لله اي ويل ريفر سور 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 مين ذا اوكس اوكي سور ات از كول س و ر س و ر سور سور يس سور اوكي سو الحمد لله ذيس از ذا تو هومون اوكي از ذات وين يو رايت ذيس فاميلي ذيس از هاو يو رايت ات ذا اند بات وين يو رايت ات ذا بيجينينج يو جيت ريد اوف ذا سيركل اوكي سو جاست رايت ح اور خ اور ج ذيس از ذا ح ات ذا بيجينينج اوكي ات از ذا سي لايك ذيس curved and straight. Where is the circle? The half circle is removed because I am at the beginning or at the end. So when this letter is written at the beginning or at the end, at the beginning or at the middle, I get rid of the half. This is how I will connect if I have this one. To connect, I need to get rid of this one. Okay? This is when it is at the beginning or at the middle. Okay, beginning or the middle, there is no half a circle. At the end, since I will not connect, I can give, I put this one. Okay, so now let us make the dua, inshallah. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion. O our Lord, keep our heart contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor. We see, O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a change in your protection. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for protection from the torment of the hell. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the grave. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the trial in lifetime and after this. O Allah, we ask you to make our husbands and our offsprings comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and your favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and his companion, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati. Alhamdulillah. Okay, sisters.